We're going back to a topic that has fascinated us for many, many years, and one that we've spent many a Thursday afternoon digging deeper into.
Always a good
one. JFK's assassination. Now, last hour, we introduced you to Mary Pinchot Meyer. And, by the way, Pinchot is spelled P-I-N-C-H-O-T.
Yeah.
This is not out of the Inquirer or any other weird source. This is a relationship that was confirmed by Washington Post editor Ben Bradley. We all know what a great reputation for integrity and the truth they have. Seriously.
Used to.
And there was a love letter Kennedy wrote that we will read to you that sold for $89,000 at an auction just 3 years ago.
That's one heck of a love letter.
She was shot to death on the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal towpath. Now, that's like a narrow canal, and there's a path next to it that was created for people to run. That's how it was used. And that's where she was shot on October 12, 1964, 3 weeks after the release of the Warren Commission report, whose conclusions Meyer allegedly challenged. Her long history of criticism of the CIA, the timing of her killing, the CIA's wiretapping of her phone, and the effort by CIA counterintelligence chief James Jesus Angleton to retrieve her diary immediately after her death have prompted investigation of possible CIA involvement in her murder. You know, one thing that Trump could really do, if he wanted to twist those bastards, is look into stuff like this.
Well, you gotta have.
Let's take a look at the CIA's illustrious history.
Gotta have a death wish
here in this country. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the problem. Yeah, they'll kill you for that.
All right, we mentioned her diary.
Well, and Greg, I think people need to understand she was married to someone in the CIA. So do you think she knew about the CIA? You better believe she did.
Sure, and that the name of the man she was married to was Cord Meyer, thus her last name, Mary Pinchot Meyer.
So if she was scared of him, she knew she needed to be scared of him.
And they were married from 1945 to 1958. So yeah, how could she not know? I'm sure they talked, although I'll bet Stroke didn't tell his wife as much as Lisa Page. I'm just guessing there. That's speculating on a dysfunctional relationship. Anyway, the efforts to find her diary immediately after her death have prompted investigations of a possible CIA involvement in her murder.
No,
additionally, Army personnel records for prosecution witness Lieutenant William L. Mitchell, released in 2015 and 16 under the Freedom of Information Act, corroborate his ties to the intelligence community. CIA involvement has also been suggested by the phone call that was placed by top agency official Wistar Janney to Ben Bradley hours before the police had identified Meyer's body. The man accused of the murder, Ray Crump Jr., was acquitted at trial in July 1965. Her murder remains officially unsolved. But we're just getting started on the story of this woman. So we have a call. Let's visit with RB.
Yeah, hey, I was just going to see if y'all were referring to the book Mary's Mosaic.
Yes, and I have it.
Okay, if not, I was going to drop you off my copy. I mean, it was very enlightening, to say the least.
Now, RB, I mentioned the book at the beginning of the show.
Sorry, I missed it.
No. I have a favor to ask. I started reading that book when we were living at our last house, and it got packed up in a box, and I'm not sure where it is, so I'm going to look for it when I get home. Would you stay in touch with me if it turns up? I may need to take you up on your offer.
No worries. Let me know. Like I said, if not, man, I'm in town all the time. I've probably read it twice because there's so much information. It's hard to put down, but
yes,
I don't mind dropping it off at all.
Definitely. I think I started reading that just before we moved, and it was gripping. I think it's the last book that I got to like 70 or 80 pages in my first read.
Wow.
And because you can't stop. It's that engrossing. So, Arby, thank you so much, and stay in touch with me on this, okay?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so we'll come back to this in a minute.
Oh, sure.
I have a message from
Mrs. Ritterbottle.
No, this is, well, you know, she lived in that area of D.C. She may very well know about this towpath. Jane, Fun Size Jane, says, I've ridden my bike on the CNO Canal Path. It gets pretty remote in some places, so it's a perfect place to assassinate someone.
Mm-hmm. Now, they called it a towpath because that's where the horses or the mules used to go when they would pull things.
Barges down the water, yes. Right. Yeah, because that's a man-made waterway. In fact, I should probably post a picture or two as we go through the afternoon so listeners can see what we're referring to here. So that's the first part of the story, sort of a quick take on who she was involved with, JFK. There's plenty of evidence to that. That is not speculation. That's a fact. And she was married to a CIA, high-ranking CIA official for 14 years. So we'll see where this takes us next in just a moment. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are two of the nicest women you could ever want to meet, but when they're performing as the advocate for a man going through a divorce, they're tenacious, and they're that way because they're out not only protecting the rights of the person they're representing, but they want the battle scars to be borne by them, not the client they're representing, which is why I, who has done this wrong in the past, can tell you that when you have great representation, you can focus on the other changes that are coming with divorce, a new address, a new route to work. These may seem like silly, petty things, but trust me, your life's going to be different. And it's a lot. It's a lot. It takes time to get used to everything being new again. But if you're trying to fight your divorce, you know, or do all of that while you're trying to adjust to a new life, you're not going to do well. The idea being, turn it over to people who have the expertise to represent you. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They can be reached at 819-4810, 819-4810. Fight the prejudices that still exist against men in the court system, especially when it comes to custody. Let them do all of that for you so you can move on with your life with your dignity and self-esteem intact. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. Again, 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, now we got to go back to the newsroom. Got traffic and weather together, and then we're back, and we'll continue looking into this very interesting woman, Mary Pinchot Myers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed early this morning. They say it happened in the 1400 block of South Holt Street. His injuries are considered non-life-threatening. No arrests have been made in the case. If you can help investigators, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Salvation Army Thrift Store on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery is closed right now after a tractor-trailer backed into it, leaving a huge hole in the wall. The store is closed indefinitely, but the organization is still accepting donations at its Maxwell Boulevard warehouse location. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident. It is on 85 southbound between South Union and the interchange. Got traffic backed up in that little space right there. Nothing else. Everything else looking pretty decent. Around the boulevard, everything looks pretty good. Atlanta Highway's not real busy, and we're not seeing anything on 65 to give you any trouble. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College, they have the training, you have the desire, so make it happen at Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for me to show you something else.
Oh, no, gross!
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them, too.
Let the probing begin!
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of those hit-or-miss showers and storms will continue, but in the overnight hours, they will fade out. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 75. Then for tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be hard to find on the radar, isolated, but still a hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index near the 105 danger mark. Then on Saturday, storms become scattered to numerous again, with a high temperature around 94, but not every town will be affected, and a 30% chance of storms on Sunday. Our free weather app is a great companion on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We can focus on bigger issues like our passive-aggressive environment.
This is my show.
Don't you tune me out.
This is just ridiculous.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino in August and September to find out how you could win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you could win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. We're excited to be the exclusive River Region provider of a new breakthrough in flooring, Aero Hyperallergenic Carpet. Aero flooring doesn't absorb any moisture, which helps prevent the growth and spread of allergens like mold, mildew, and dust mites. It's easy to clean, 100% recyclable, and totally waterproof. Learn more about this new breakthrough product at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117 or come by the store and see us at 2201 Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
J.P. Bolton Kennedy apparently shot in head. He fell face down in back seat of his car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, oh no, and tried to hold up his head. Connolly remained half seated, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. The president and the governor were rushed to Parkland Hospital near the Dallas Trademark, where Kennedy was to have made a speech. Over.
And what was behind that day and that event, we're still looking into it all these years later. Greg Budell with Terry Adams, it's been our mutual fascination. You mentioned Mimi Alford earlier. We have this clip.
The president was very boyish and playful with me. He had a collection of little yellow rubber ducks. And they were in the bathtub, and rubber ducks became sort of part of the game. We had races with rubber ducks in the bathtub. He was not being president when he was with me.
Interesting.
He wasn't president quite a bit.
Listen, I'm a big believer in bathtub fun.
Okay.
I am. That's right. Why. Okay. I could live in a one-room place as long as they had
a
garden tub at least. Yeah, got to have that. All right. So we're talking about, and I just put the link up on Facebook about Mary Pinchot-Meyer, married to a CIA official, divorced in 58, and became lovers with JFK, and that's where we're going next. After she was divorced, Meyer and her two surviving sons, one of her sons was hit by a car and killed at age 9.
That's sad.
She began painting in a converted garage studio at the home of her sister, Tony, and her husband, Ben Bradley. Yes, that Ben Bradley from the Washington Post. She also started a close relationship with abstract minimalist painter Kenneth Nolan and became friendly with Robert Kennedy, who had purchased his brother's house, Hickory Hill, in 1957. He purchased it from JFK. Nina Burley, in her book, A Very Private Woman, writes that after the divorce, Meyer became a well-bred ingenue, out looking for fun and getting in trouble along the way. Quote, Mary was very bad, a friend recalled.
Very bad.
Angleton told Joan Bross, the wife of John Bross, again a high-ranking CIA official, that he had begun tapping Mary Meyer's telephone after she left her husband in 1958. Angleton often visited the family home and took her sons on fishing outings. Pinchot-Meyer, the woman we're discussing, visited John F. Kennedy at the White House in October 1961, and their relationship became intimate. Meyer told Ann and James Truett that she was keeping a diary.
A big mistake.
Timothy Leary later claimed that Meyer influenced Kennedy's views on nuclear disarmament and rapprochement with Cuba. Interesting, given what we're hearing now, that, Putin owns, Trump is his bitch and all this crap we're getting from MSLSD. And the
That's how it always was, the hippies and the commies working together.
But this, this is interesting. JFK's lover had some opinions on these issues, and he apparently was very willing to give them a good listen.
What makes me wonder, Greg, is, if she got separated or divorced from her CIA husband, did he have an axe to grind with her? So that's why he had her phone tapped and all that, so they were watching her. And then when she started getting into the alternative views of what happened, that's where it all connected, or did they know she was into it?
Well, let's take a step back and look at it this way. She was married to a high-ranking CIA guy for 14 years. It becomes, I would imagine, it might be standard operating procedure that any divorced spouse of a CIA official
just
would be tapped.
Just pillow talk. There's no telling what she knows.
Just to make sure they're not sharing important secrets.
That's a good point.
And then she ends up involved with JFK, whose disdain for the CIA has been well established.
So I'm sure she told him stuff.
In an interview with Nina Burley, Kennedy aide Meyer Feldman said, I think he might have thought more of her than some of the other women and discussed things that were on his mind. In other words, it wasn't just for fun and games.
Oh, sure. It wasn't rubber ducks.
No.
Not all the time.
No. Burley wrote, Mary might have actually been a force for peace during some of the most frightening years of the Cold War.
Good.
In a 2008 interview with author Peter Janney for his book Mary's Mosaic, which is the one our caller brought up earlier, journalist and Kennedy intimate Charles Bartlett emphasized the serious nature of Pinchot-Meyer's romance with the late president, stating, quote, that was a dangerous relationship. Jack was in love with Mary Meyer. She looked like Doris Day, by the way. He was certainly smitten with her. He was heavily smitten. And he was very frank with me about it. In October 1963, 1 month before his assassination, Kennedy wrote a letter to Mary Meyer imploring her to join him for a tryst. The unsent letter, written on White House stationery and retained by Kennedy's personal secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, sold in June 2016 at auction for just under $89,000.
Wow.
Here's what the letter says, and then we'll pause. Why don't you leave suburbia for once and come see me either here at the White House or at the Cape next week or in Boston the 19th? I know it's unwise, irrational, and that you may hate it. On the other hand, you may not, and I will love it. You say that it's good for me not to get what I want. after all these years, you should give me a more loving answer than that. Why don't you just say yes? The letter is signed, Jay.
Wow.
Damn.
That note, in its context, sounds like something that almost any guy who's trying to get somewhere with somebody might send to her.
But how can a woman say no to that? This is the President of the United States.
Yeah, but if you've already been there.
True.
You've been a top Camelot. Yeah, you know what it's like.
So we're going to leave it there. This is, again, a month, October 1963, that Kennedy sent Mary Pinchot Meyer this letter requesting, and here's the interesting part, the White House, the Cape, or Boston on the 19th, specific locations, which means that others would have known because you can't leave the president unprotected.
Right. And it tells me, too, that she's familiar with these three places.
Yeah.
So she's probably been to all three already.
All three. Mm-hmm. Next, murder.
Murder.
We go to Mary Pinchot Meyer's murder. And if you want to look at the photos that go along with the story, that link is on my Facebook page. And Fun Size Jane said she used to ride that bike path.
Wow.
Next to the C&O Canal, where the murder took place. Amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time I noticed that the president made a sort of a intemperate statement about interest rates. They've been going up, but the economy is, like, exploding. It really is. And interest rates in an economy that's doing well will go up. The reason I'm bringing this up is this is the time to get in on a house before they go up further, where you can buy something that will probably cost you less per month than what you're paying to rent and give you more house to live in. There are many programs available through Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank that he can connect you to and get you on the path to homeownership. If you've written yourself out because of you don't have a very good view of your own credit, or you don't think you have enough for a down payment, there are programs to help folks that find themselves in that situation. This is going to make a big difference at tax time for renters next year. If you don't have a first mortgage interest deduction, it's going to hurt. So call them at 409-9300. At least find out where you stand. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 402-669.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am in shock.
Well, why wouldn't you be after yours truly, Greg Goodell, Terry Adams? And Joey Clark. Continue to look into the interesting story of Mary Pinchot Meyer today. We, you know, with all the elections, the primaries, and then the follow-ups and all that stuff, we have kind of moved away from our traditional topics to some extent. And if we have time, we may make it to Dorothy Kilgallen. If not, I can tell you right now, we'll be talking about her next week. Mary Pinchot Meyer, in summary, married for 14 years to a very high-ranking CIA guy. They divorced in 58. She became, and there is a letter in JFK's writing to prove it, his lover.
One of his lovers.
Well, yeah, one. But one that he apparently, based on others who knew about the relationship, was, quote, smitten with. So let's talk about the murder. October 12, 1964, Pinchot Meyer. By the way, Roz said she's been on that same bike path. Wow. Apparently that's a popular destination, the towpath next to the canal. It's very pretty. I mean, it looks like a place you want to visit, but not in the dark, maybe.
No.
She finished a painting and went for her customary daily walk along the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal towpath in Georgetown. Mechanic Henry Wiggins was trying to fix a car on Canal Road and heard a woman cry out, "Someone help me, someone help me." Wiggins heard two gunshots and ran to a low wall looking upon the path where he saw, quote, a black man in a light jacket, dark slacks, and a dark cap standing over the body of a white woman. Pinchot Meyer's body had two bullet wounds, one in the left temple, one in the back. An FBI forensic expert later said dark halos on the skin around both entry wounds suggested they had been fired at close range.
Yeah.
Usually that's done when you want to make sure your victim is dead.
Exactly. Like it was a hit.
40 minutes after the murder, Washington, D.C. Police Detective John Warner spotted a soaking wet African-American man named Ray Crump about a quarter mile from the murder scene. Crump was not running. He was walking. Detective Warner testified at the murder trial. Crump was arrested at 1:15 at the murder scene based on car mechanic Wiggins' statement. And again, he was also an African-American, to police that Crump was the man he had seen standing over the victim's body. The day after the murder, a second witness, Army Lieutenant William Mitchell, came forward and told police he had been jogging on the towpath the preceding day and claimed to see an African-American man trailing a white woman he believed was Mary Meyer. Mitchell's description of the man's clothing was similar to the clothing Crump had been wearing that day. On the strength of the statements of these two witnesses, Crump was indicted without even a hearing.
Wow.
However, no gun was ever found. Crump was never linked to any gun of the type used to murder this woman. The FBI crime report withheld from the defense.
No.
Our FBI. Withheld from the defense during the trial and then published by Peter Janney in his book, Mary's Mosaic, which is about her murder, documented that there was no forensic evidence whatsoever linking Crump to the victim or the murder scene.
Yeah, you wonder, did they not perform a paraffin test to see if he had fired a weapon? None of that.
You would think.
Yeah.
So, wrapping up the murder part of this, despite the fact that Pinchot Meyer bled profusely from her head wound, no trace of her blood was found on Crump's person or clothing, and a shot fired from point blank.
Yeah,
very hard to escape.
Uh-huh.
splatter. No trace of her blood was found in his clothing. On the afternoon of the murder, hours before police had identified the body, CIA official Worcester Janney, first placed a call to Meyer's brother-in-law, Ben Bradley, again, the Washington Post connection, and then subsequently to Cord Meyer, her ex-husband, who worked for the CIA, notifying them of the death. When Crump came to trial, Judge Howard Corcoran ruled that Mary Pinchot Meyer's private life could not be disclosed in the courtroom. Wouldn't that sort of create a motive based on what we've learned this afternoon?
So they eliminated the CIA's motive right there.
But the judge, and they asked the judge. The judge said,
"No,
we're not gonna go there."
He didn't want to die.
Pinchot Meyer's background was also kept from Dovey Johnson Rountree, Crump's lawyer, who later recalled she could find out almost nothing about the murder victim. It was as if she existed only on the towpath on the day she was murdered. At trial, Rountree demonstrated the porousness of the police dragnet and showed that the black man described by the two witnesses was approximately 50 pounds heavier and 5 inches taller than Crump. Crump was acquitted of all charges on July 29, 1965, and the murder remains unsolved.
Imagine that.
Crump went on to do what's been described as a horrific life of crime. Post-trial revelations, however, appear to further corroborate his innocence in the Meyer murder, notably the likely presence of another black man at the scene after his arrest, and the fact... Now, what would be the easy thing for the CIA to do is to have a black hitman under their employ do this so that in those racial times, oh, well, it had to be this guy.
Yep.
You know, we saw a black guy. It has to be him, right?
Yes, the black man standing over a white woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Crump's attorney, W. Johnson Rountree, in her autobiography, Justice Older Than the Law, stated that Crump had an alibi witness, but that she disappeared before trial. Cord Meyer, her husband, in 1945 to 58, left the CIA in 1977. His 1982 autobiography, Facing Reality, From World Federalism to the CIA, wrote, quote, I was satisfied by the conclusions of the police investigation that Mary had been the victim of a sexually motivated assault by a single individual and that she had been killed in her struggle to escape. He stated he rejected journalistic speculation that said he believed his former wife's death had some other explanations. And that's where we're going next.
Good.
That's where we're going next. And Andrew the Raider King is on the phone. Andrew.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are we today?
You know, all right, I guess.
Good. I unfortunately got a blip up with your discussion of JFK earlier, so I'm sorry to interrupt the flow you've got going on now. But I just found out, I did not know this, that were you aware that one of the last people to see John F. Kennedy alive was the actor Bill Paxton?
Yeah, that's in a documentary, and they show it quite frequently around the anniversary of JFK's assassination. I imagine since this will be 55 years in November.
Unreal. 5 years since we did that.
But yeah, there's a scene in one of those. He narrates the documentary, Bill Paxton, before he died.
Oh, okay.
And there's a scene in there. He was in Fort Worth the morning that JFK spoke to the crowd, and the camera zeroes in on the face of a little guy being held up by, I think, his mother, and that's young Bill Paxton seeing JFK just hours before he was killed.
Well, I did not. Well, I mean, I found that out. I was doing my reading for my show, and I'm telling you right now, man, I was like, really? This guy's just everywhere. I mean, I still think he's one of the greatest losses I ever had as far as a personality in my life, but I love Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I did too.
But, yeah, man.
He could even make a stupid movie better, like Twister.
Well, I was thinking Twister was kind of dumb, and it kind of gave us Philip Seymour Hoffman, so I don't complain too much.
No, as a matter of fact, no, you're right about that. After I saw that movie the first time, I said, man, the weather geeks were perfectly portrayed. And at that time, that was before Philip Seymour Hoffman was really a known entity.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he was, by the way, Philip Seymour Hoffman was awesome in Charlie Wilson's War.
Yes, that's a good movie, too.
Yeah, Paxton was in The Terminator. He was one
Bill Paxton was in The Terminator.
Yep.
He was the one
one of the punks, yeah.
Tattoo or whatever.
Yep.
And, but yeah, those, in fact, if you look at the, one of the other guys whose name is escaping me, he was the big, strong, bad guy in Cobra who was.
Yeah. You're right.
So yeah, it was just a, there were some crazy little cameos in that movie.
Yeah, you're right.
And Tim, don't forget Rick Rossovich was in that movie as well.
Yep.
And, but he was Iceman Navigator, Top Gun.
Yep.
But yeah, I was doing research. Like, oh my lord, Bill Paxton falling?
Yeah, I saw. I've seen that documentary several times. It takes you through that final day, and it was really weird to find out that Bill Paxton had seen JFK in Fort Worth, Texas, the morning he was murdered.
It's gotta be surreal.
That I found out that Steve McQueen was supposed to be over at Sharon Tate's house the night of the murder.
Oh man!
Which would have been a completely different outcome if Steve McQueen was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you talk about four loose, drugged up, mangy, STD laden hippies versus Steve McQueen, one of the manliest men God ever put on the planet?
There you go.
There you go. Listen, guys, love it. Can't wait to hear the rest.
We appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thanks.
All righty, we're going to take a break here at the bottom. Where's Joey?
I think he was out seeking a safe place. I'm not sure. But you never know. He is young and impressionable.
Yeah, that he is. Well, he was. I think he went to Infusion this morning. I wanted him to talk about it.
Oh, well, that's probably why he has so much energy. That's why he won't stay still.
Yeah, he's been a little bit antsy today.
He
so
has.
Let me address a different part of your
ding.
It's a note from our friend 84 who says Twister was. Prior to your digital rain gauge boy first class, yeah.
Well, true. Yeah.
I see everything from the standpoint of my professionalism. Let's talk about your eyes. How would you like to open your eyes and have everything just come into focus perfectly? Wow. Like it did for so long in your life. You took it for granted. Then one day, your arms weren't long enough. The light in the room wasn't bright enough. The ink on the paper wasn't dark enough. But the reality was your vision was beginning to deteriorate. Many people who get tested for LASIK find out that, yeah, with one simple procedure, you can have that vision restored to its 20/20 HD grandeur. But that's the step that everybody interested needs to take. 272-2020, make an appointment. It's something you can easily do on a lunch break and still have time to pick up food. And then they'll let you know at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK if LASIK will work for you. The good news is, A, if they've gotten the price down to levels I never thought were possible. B, you have the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists available almost anywhere with Dr. Swan and Shin. And a practice that's been around since 1945, so they have it down. They know what they're doing. But that appointment to find out whether or not LASIK will work for you is totally free, without obligation. Just call 272-2020 and make it. I did. Sadly, I was not a candidate for LASIK.
Sorry.
Aww.
I was sad. I really was. So if it works for you, please, don't waste a minute. Go do it. 272-2020 or learn more about everything about Montgomery Eye at OnlineMEP.com. Traffic, weather, Fox Business, all next.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The accident on 85 southbound, beginning to break up now. Things are moving along down there. Still a little bit of a delay, but not anything like it was. If you're headed downtown, you'll run into some traffic delays down on Madison. Everything else looking pretty good around the boulevard. Everything's okay. 31s are looking really good. And it looks like Atlanta Highway's hanging in there. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop, share, experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Ball. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st. There'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the river region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
United.
Shane is here from United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of those hit-or-miss showers and storms will continue, but in the overnight hours, they will fade out. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 75. Then for tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be hard to find on the radar, isolated, but still a hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index near the 105 danger mark. Then on Saturday, storms become scattered to numerous again with a high temperature around 94, but not every town will be affected, and a 30% chance of storms on Sunday. Our free weather app is a great companion on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Network. A new survey by CareerBuilder shows nearly half of all workers say they have gained weight at their current job. And one in four say they've packed on more than 10 pounds. Well, investors were feeling stress on Wall Street Thursday as stocks took a tumble. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all finishing lower. Some disappointing earnings reports and new jitters over a trade war were big reasons for the drop. A majority of millennial homeowners are suffering from buyer's remorse. Nearly 70% of them who own a place telling the Bank of the West they have regrets. Many say they should have put more money down. They wish they inspected the home better before purchasing it, and that it's costly to maintain a home. You bet. And you might want to log on to Facebook the next time you head to the movies. That's because AMC customers can now buy theater tickets right on the Facebook site. With a Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees.
In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com, if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was just browsing through the, those of you who have been with us since the beginning know that this used to be, when it was broadcasting on an AM frequency, the studio was oldies.
It's what?
Way back. This when Markwell did...
Oh, yeah. The Man.
Clearing the City. Or, what was the name of it? What did Markwell's... What was his name?
I can't remember this.
That was before my time.
Everything was before your time.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we did the Don Markwell show, and then at noon we went to oldies. And a lot of those songs are still in this, but it won't let me access most of them. So I was just going in there trying to see if it was something that would play on the radio. And that was the best I could do. We've been talking this afternoon... And we're keeping an eye on the rest of it, the weather and all that. Most of the bad weather is still well to the north or well to the south as of right now. A lady named Mary Pinchot Meyer, whose story is fascinating. She was married to a CIA higher-up. She had a documented affair with JFK, and she was murdered less than a year after he was, on the speculation that she knew something, that she did not buy the Warren Report's explanation for his assassination. Maybe we can get some additional insights from Lee Oswald on our phone.
I didn't do it. I was a patsy.
Yes, you were.
I don't think this is Lee Oswald, though.
Well, he's dead. It'd be kind of hard.
I think this is someone else.
I can't...
I've never called the show before, but I heard you talking about this today, and I thought... That's an interesting topic. I'll call in and ask him about it.
Now, Lee, do you know Mr. Littleton?
Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry, he's my second cousin. Twice removed.
Oh, okay.
Twice removed.
We kicked him out twice and he came back. Hey, I got a question about the Kennedy assassination.
Terry's right here.
Is Coast to Coast going, or was it just a glitch last night?
That was a glitch.
Computer crash at a very weird time.
Yeah.
So it made Ramsey play all night.
That's no problem. I just want to make sure it wasn't going good. Hey, I want to show you something. I'll let you hear something on my Alexa. You got just a second?
Yeah.
Oh, she heard me say that. She turned on. Alexa, stop.
It's Don Markwell's viewpoint.
Viewpoint. God, how could I have forgotten that?
Let me try this. Alexa... Surely you're not serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, well.
Is that good or what, man?
That's great.
I just tried that. Somebody gave me that for Father's Day, and I just I tried that one day just to see what it would do, and darned if it didn't do it.
Wow.
I don't want one of those in my house.
Careful what you say around it.
Yeah, that. You don't know who's listening on the other end
exactly.
Either.
Exactly. And you can't get, they're going to keep that recording. You can't get it.
I woke up the other night, more. My wife woke me up and said, look over there. And Alexa was all lit up like she was turned. She heard me say her name and she turned on again. But in the middle of the night, it came on for no reason.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Lee, do you mind if I interrupt with a bulletin here? This is breaking news.
What is it?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
It's an alert to American men to make sure the Viagra you use was made in the United States because you wouldn't want Russia interfering with your next erection.
Isn't English language so much fun?
It's just a blast. Thank you very much. We'll be here till 6, maybe.
But seriously, I do enjoy when y'all talk about this stuff.
Oh, this is great. This is so much more fun than Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump's a traitor.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Hey.
Infantile, juvenile, silly people that are just...
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
We're not talking about me. Let's talk to Clint.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind today?
Good. That Viagra joke was pretty funny. But I don't use it, so I don't need it. But hey,
everybody that gets it never uses
Tate
it.
Merge.
What?
Karen Tate.
We're coming up actually on the anniversary of those soon, in August, I believe. What about it?
I believe she was married to Lance Allworth, played for the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't recall Lance Allworth being involved with her. But
I remember Lance.
I can't say for certain that she wasn't, either.
But you guys have a computer. Y'all can look that up. I don't. I believe she was. She was married to Lance Allworth. Play for the Dallas Cowboys.
What would the significance of that have to do with what we're discussing today? I'm just curious why you...
You had a call that brought up Sharon Tate.
Oh. The Tate-LoBianca murders with Charles Manson.
Yeah,
Charles Manson.
Oh, that's all right, because Andrew the Raider King mentioned if Steve McQueen had been there like he was supposed to, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Probably wouldn't happen.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But also,
JFK, you know, when the president Kennedy was killed, we were in school, and they liked the school. I mean, they sent us home.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah, Greg's told that story many times.
I could take you to the John Hancock Elementary School playground, if it's still there, and show you the exact square on the sidewalk I was standing when Dee Micheletto came racing up to all of us to say Kennedy been shot.
Yes.
You never forget that.
Never forget that. I got home. Everybody was crying. All the mothers, everybody was crying. But, you know, I got a question for you, sir. What made Rubio shoot Oswald?
Marco Rubio?
Wow.
In the basement.
I didn't know they were taking
Oswald out, and I watch it live on TV.
Well, it's
in black and white.
It's laughable in the context of today that a guy with mafia connections could just waltz into the debt while they're transferring a guy accused of assassinating the president.
That he was
able to get down there without question or clearance and just carry in a gun and shoot Oswald in the belly. At whose behest did he do that, we wonder?
How did he do that? How did he get down there with a gun?
Because he
knew everything.
He owned a strip club that was frequented by a lot of cops. He was well known to the police, so they just assumed he was there to spectate.
Yep.
Today that would not happen because they'd frisk everybody, including news media and others who would be...
You'd like to think so.
Anywhere. You'd think so, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, for an 8-year-old, see it live on TV in black and color. Back then, you didn't have color.
I was the only one in my family that saw that happen live, too.
Yeah.
And when I yelled that, thanks for the call, Clint. When I yelled that out to my parents who were finishing lunch
with
my
brother and
sister,
they
did not believe me.
Well, and I remember vividly the day when Buckwheat was shot, similar manner.
Yeah.
We'll get into the conspiracies behind Buckwheat's murder some other day. We've still got the next step in this Mary Pinchot-Myers story. Again, murdered less than a year after JFK, somebody with whom she had an affair, somebody who questioned the Warren Commission report. Over the course of years following, starting in 1976, a reporter named James Truett started looking into this whole affair with JFK and other things.
No pun intended.
Yeah. And we'll get to what he discovered in his investigative efforts. Did you get to Infusion today?
I did.
Well, talk about it.
Well, I stopped by at about 8:55 after doing a nice little workout, and I was sore. Been working out twice a day, and it makes me like real focusing on the chest, the chest, and getting the triceps going. Ooh, but as you get there, it gets that burn going. So it's like, oh, I need to go see Lori. And she started to cool up the cryo chamber.
Yeah.
And within 3 minutes,
of chatting to the ever so awesome and lovely Lori is that it was really cold today. They had just changed the tank. I can immediately feel my body loosen up.
Mm-hmm.
The soreness starts to subside as I warm up.
You stop lamenting Buckwheat's death about this point.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely
forget things like that.
It took years, though. Why bring it up again?
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, and it's also this energy boost. It's not only the soreness goes away, the tightness goes away, but I get this great energy boost, and I'm just amazed by the technology.
It's basically, and it's all for one, it's not hard to understand why this is such an effective treatment, especially when you are sore like Joey. It sends your circulatory system into overdrive because it puts you in a 270 below zero chamber. It's your natural reaction, not your mental reaction, but your body's natural reaction is to protect your core. So massive changes in the circulation of your system to save you, literally. Your body thinks that you're going to die exposed to these temperatures, sends the blood to where it needs to go. And everything that heals sore muscles and every other problem in life is in your bloodstream. And yes, that includes the things that give you energy and mental clarity. Because I know when I walk out of that chamber, I feel like I'm a little more on top of things too. And I'm far older than you, young Joey. So if you haven't tried cryotherapy, especially during these dog days of summer, do it.
Yes.
Do it because it'll help get you through, give you more energy to do the things you want, be more active, get more stuff done around the house. And you'll feel fantastic. Good for the body, mind, and if those two things are improved, the soul will follow. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, or learn more about cryotherapy at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looks like that accident on 85 southbound around South Union Street down to the interchange has started to pick up some more backed up traffic. They had almost gotten it cleared there just a little bit ago, but it started to pick back up now. So watch out down that way. The rest of 85 looks okay. The boulevard's looking real strong. So is Atlanta Highway. And 65 is the speed limit ride. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765 for Prestige Home Improvements. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Slightly down day in the markets. Brad McDonald will talk to us about that after 5 o'clock. If you were listening this morning, you learned something about bacon that we'll revisit this hour as well. So that's why we're going to be playing a minute of Jim Gaffigan after Fox, which is just 2 minutes away.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes.